はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
夏子です。
Peter here. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Now in today's lesson, we're back and talking again about degree of certainty. Now previously we introduced かもしれない and the polite form かもしれません。In today's lesson, we're going to build on that by talking about でしょう, which has a higher degree of certainty, which you'll find out all about later in the grammar section. In addition, in today's lesson, we introduce one of our new voice actors, Yoshikawa-san.
どうも、吉川幸人です。生まれたのは仙台市、いや、旧泉市。生まれた日は9月10日、ドラえもんの誕生日をする過ぎること1週間といったところでしょうか。
そうなの。
Now wait until you hear Yoshikawa-san. He has such a range of voices. Today you're just going to get one of his many voices. Now we're almost ready to begin today's lesson. But before we start, we just want to remind you about the affiliate program we rolled out last weekend. Now this program allows you to earn money by doing nothing. Earn a 25% commission on each person that signs up for a subscription with JapanesePod101.com. Simply put a banner on your site.And just wait. That's it. That's all there is to it. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and go to the My Account page. There you'll find the link with more information about the affiliate program. All right, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
防犯ブザーが鳴っています。どうしよう。皆さん、ブザーが鳴っています。
落ち着いてよ。
泥棒かもしれない。
君はいつからこの仕事に入った？
今日は初日ですが。
なるほど。普段は泥棒じゃない。よく風とか動物とかブザーを鳴らすんだ。今回もそれが原因だろう。ちょっと見せて。どうなってる？やっぱりまた小林商店だ。また？まったく。
小林商店って？
小林商店に犬がいる。あの犬はよく防犯ブザーを鳴らす。今回もあの犬だろう。じゃあ一緒に確認しに行こう。
はい、わかりました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
防犯ブザーが鳴っています。どうしよう。皆さん、ブザーが鳴っています。
落ち着いてよ。
泥棒かもしれない。
君はいつからこの仕事に入った？
今日は初日ですが。
なるほど。普段は泥棒じゃない。よく風とか動物とかブザーを鳴らすんだ。今回もそれが原因だろう。ちょっと見せて。どうなっている？やっぱりまた小林商店だ。また？まったく。
小林商店って？
小林商店に犬がいる。あの犬はよく防犯ブザーを鳴らす。今回もあの犬だろう。じゃあ一緒に確認しに行こう。
はい、わかりました。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
防犯ブザーが鳴っています。
The security alarm has been sounded.
どうしよう。
What do I do?
皆さん、ブザーが鳴っています。
The alarm is ringing.
落ち着いてよ。
Settle down.
泥棒かもしれない。
It might be a thief.
君はいつからこの仕事に入った？
When did you start this job?
今日は初日ですが。
It's my first day today.
なるほど。
ああ、I see.
普段は泥棒じゃない。
It usually isn't a thief.
よく風とか動物とかブザーを鳴らすんだ。
The wind or animals often sound the alarm.
今回もそれが原因だろう。
This time also, it probably isn't a thief.
ちょっと見せて。
Show me.
どうなってる？
What's going on?
やっ ぱり。
Just as I thought.
また小林商店だ。
It's Kobayashi's place of business. Again?
また?全く。
Again? Unbelievable.
小林商店って?
Kobayashi's place of business?
小林商店に犬がいる。
There's a dog at the Kobayashi's place of business.
あの犬はよく防犯ブザーを鳴らす。
The dog often sounds a security alarm.
今回もあの犬だろう。
It's probably this dog again.
じゃあ、一緒に確認しに行こう。
Okay, let's go to make sure.
はい、わかりました。
Yes, understood. 夏子さん、どう思いましたか?
本当に泥棒じゃないといいんですけどね。
Yeah, it would be nice if it wasn't a burglar. But it looks like we'll find out next week.
Do we have to wait until next week?
Yes, we do. Or the next beginner lesson, which, yeah, will be next week.
Okay.
So yeah, this is part one of a two. Well, let's see it. Well, let's leave it open. But we just know that there will be another part to this series.
Another series.
Another series. Okay, let's take a look at today's vocab. Natsuo-san, first word.
Keibi.
Defense. Guard.
Keibi. Keibi.
Can you give us a sample sentence, please?
空港は警備をより厳しくした。
Security at the airport has become tighter. Now, Natsuko-san, this is the word for defense or guard, but what about like a security guard? What do we call them in Japanese?
The man?
Yeah. Or the woman nowadays.
Oh, yes. 警備員.
Break that down.
警備員. 警備員.
So it's the same word, but we attach 員.
Yes. So, which means person.
And usually a person who's part of a group.
Yes, right.
警備員. And I've also heard this word, but with the polite suffix san attached.
Oh, yes. 警備員さん. Sounds politer.
Much politer. And now, this is actually, well, they're actually increasing in Japan, the number of security companies, the number of security guards.
Right.
What's the name of one of the big ones?
The security guard company?
Yeah.
I hear one. Sekomu.
Sekomu.
Yes. I think that's one of the leading companies.
Now they're in the home protection or company protection business.
Yes.
So your house or your company would have an alarm attached, and if something triggers that sensor, they'd be dispatched to go and check out what caused the alarm to go off.
Yes.
Now in today's dialogue, you know, it might have been a bit confusing when the older security guard said, "Chotto misete," let me take a look.
Yes.
But you can see where the alarm went off and whose place it was, etc., which comes up on the computer. What's the name of that company one more time?
Sekomu.
Next word.
防犯.
Prevention of crime.
防犯. 防犯.
Now let's take a closer look at the kanji that make up this word. Natsuko-san, what does the first character mean?
To prevent.
And the second character?
Crime.
Yeah. Very straightforward.
Yes.
Prevent crime. So Natsuko-san, can you give us some words that this is associated with? We had one in the dialogue.
Yes, 防犯 buzzer.
So literally it would be crime prevention buzzer.
Yes.
But we have to kind of think about the concept. Crime prevention is security.
Mm-hmm.
So security and buzzer is alarm. Security alarm.
Yes.
What other words and phrases do we have?
防犯 camera.
Security camera. Let's go next.
Buzzer.
Buzzer.
Buzzer. Buzzer.
Next we have?
落ち着く.
Calm down.
落ち着く. 落ち着く.
Followed by?
泥棒.
Thief. Burglar. Robber.
泥棒. 泥棒.
And for some reason, this has been appearing in a lot of dialogues lately.
I don't know why, but yes, I noticed that.
Yeah, hopefully you won't forget this word. Followed by...
初日.
First day or opening day.
初日. 初日.
Now, can we get a sample sentence?
Bargain は初日が狙い目です.
Aim for the first day of a bargain. Next we have...
商店.
Shop, business.
商店. 点。
Natsuko-san, in the dialogue, what did we have? We had
小林商店.
How do we translate this? Kobayashi's shop of business? Kobayashi's place of business?
It's actually a name, I think, of a store. Like Kobayashi and the company?
Nail on the head right there, because what we want to get across here is when we refer to someone's house, if it was Kobayashi's house, how do we say it?
Kobayashi-ke.
With the character being house.
Yes.
Here the characters are business and shop.
Yes.
So meaning his place of business.
So some kind of commercial activity must be going on there.
Yeah. We just wanted to point that out today, that this is how place of business may be referred to. Next we have
確認.
To confirm, validate.
確認.
And last, we have a pair of transitive and intransitive verbs. First, we'll give you the transitive.
鳴らす.
To sound, to ring.
鳴らす. 鳴らす.
Now, as this is a transitive verb, when it's used in a sentence, there will usually be the object marker wo.
Yes.
Marking the direct object that mm-hmm. will be rung or sounded.
Yes.
Can we have a sample sentence?
Joya no kane o narasu.
To ring the end of the year bell. And then we have?
Naru.
To sound, to ring.
Naru, naru.
Sample sentence, please.
Denwa ga naru.
The phone rings.
Denwa ga natta.
The phone rang. Here there's no direct object, so the phone rang. Now, Natsuko-san, a few points we want to take a look at in today's dialogue.
Yes.
In the first line, we have the intransitive form of naru, to ring, to sound. The first sentence is,
防犯ブザーが鳴っています.
The security alarm has been sounded. Again, in Japanese, the present progressive can represent an ongoing state.
Yes.
And here, the state that's continuing on is the alarm's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
The alarm has been sounded.
Yes.
So the state is ongoing. And being the new guy, he's kind of nervous. So he says,
どうしよう?皆さん、ブザーが鳴っています。
What should we do? Everybody, the alarm has been sounded. The security alarm is ringing.
Yes.
But I guess it kind of depends, you know, because the reason I kind of went with has been sounded is because, you know, nowadays they have the high-tech motion sensors. It's not like the old days when somebody breaks into something and it's...
Mm-hmm.
Now you have the motion sensors. Things have been triggered and people come. So high-tech. But I think either one works here.
Yes.
Then the older security guard comes in and he says,
落ち着いてよ.
Calm down, calm down. And this is followed by?
泥棒かもしれない.
Now, two interesting things about this. One, this is what we introduced in the previous lesson. Mm-hmm. A noun with かもしれない, the possibility that it is a burglar. It might be a burglar.
Yes.
Two, this is a new guy. It's his first day.
Mm-hmm.
So normally, talking to people above him or in a higher position than him, he would normally use the polite form, which would be
泥棒かもしれません.
Now, Natsuko-san, why would he not use the polite form here?
I think he's really upset.
Yeah.
And there's a nuance of emergency. He's being very tense.
Yeah, almost panicking.
Yes.
So in this kind of state, one may forget that level, the levels of politeness.
Yes.
And just go with something informal, which he did here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you notice, the next line he says,
今日は初日ですが.
He's back to the polite.
Yes.
He's kind of pulling himself together.
Yes.
Okay, it's his first day in the job. Things are ringing and he's getting a little nervous. But now he kind of pulls it together. So again, this is one thing that we wanted to point out today. Next, we want to take a look at the expression, なるほど.
Mm-hmm.
So he says,
今日は初日ですが.
Then the experienced security guard, the experienced guy, he says,
なるほど.
Now I see. Or, is that right? What's the nuance here? What is he trying to convey?
Now he knows why he's panicking.
Yeah. It's his first time, so okay, I got it. He knows the reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, なるほど. Oh, so that's the reason.
Yes.
some piece of information that you didn't have comes into your hands.
Yes. So, now I understand.
Now I got it. This is followed by?
普段は泥棒じゃない.
Usually it's not a thief, or usually it's not a burglar. Next line we want to take a look at.
よく風とか動物とかブザーを鳴らす.
Here we have the transitive, 鳴らす. Now, first we have 風とか, the wind and such. 動物とか, animals and such. These type of things, ブザーを鳴らす. These type of things set off the alarm. These type of things ring the alarm. These type of things sound the alarm. It's these things actually doing something to sound the alarm. Now, Natsuko-san, one more thing about this sentence.
Yes, I noticed that something is missing in the sentence.
That is?
Ga.
Yeah.
Usually it should be よく風とか動物とかがブザーを鳴らす.
Marking the subject that's doing something to the direct object.
Yes. But in this casual situation, it's omitted.
Okay, two more points of interest. One more is the next sentence.
今回もそれが原因だろう.
This time also, that's probably the cause. Now we want to look at here is だろう, which is actually our grammar point for the day. Now, Natsuko, what is だろう?
Probably.
And this is short or, not short, but informal for?
でしょう.
Now, up until now, we introduced でしょう as kind of like a tag question,
mm-hmm.
using it as right, trying to get a response out of the listening party.
Right.
But here we're using with probability.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy who's speaking is an experienced security guard.
Yes.
Day in and day out, he sees lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But judging by the way he's using the probability here, probably 9 times or 8 times out of 10, something other than a criminal or a thief or a burglar causing or tripping these alarms. So he's going based on his experience that this time also is not really a thief or burglar. That is some other cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he inserts
だろう.
Or attaches だろう to the end of the sentence.
Yes.
Now, this is relevant to our previous lesson. Natsuko-san, degree of probability. でしょ or だろう, its informal version, compared with かもしれない.
Oh, it's more stronger.
Meaning that you're more confident.
Yes. Than かもしれない.
Yeah. So if you use かもしれない, the degree of probability is more uncertain.
Yes.
だろう, でしょ, can go all the way up to a very high degree of certainty.
Mm-hmm, right.
But you don't want to put your foot in your mouth. It's kind of like you're covering yourself.
Yes.
A clause in a contract.
Yes.
You're stating something.
Yes.
And just in case it's not that mm-hmm. way, だろう.
Yes. Right.
Now, a couple things here. Here we have a noun plus だろう. So, noun, we can directly follow it with
だろう.
Or in polite situations,
でしょ.
And that's what this lesson's looking at, using nouns with だろう and でしょ. Okay, let's just cover the next line too.
ちょっと見せて.
Please let me take a look. Now, again, with the kind of constraints of just being audio, you have to visualize that this person, the new guy, is in front of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
He's monitoring all the houses.
Yes.
And then he sees that the buzzer's going off,
mm-hmm.
that the security alarm's going off. Now, from what I gather, all the other guys, since they have a new guy, mm-hmm. they're all in the back playing poker or cards or sleeping, doing something.
Yeah.
Exploiting the new guy.
Mm-hmm.
We need some new guys around here.
Get one.
Yeah. There it is. Anybody who'd like to come down and be exploited, I mean, work for us. JapanesePod101.com. Contact us by email. So that's why he wants to take a look. Now, once he takes a look, he says,
やっぱり.
Just as I thought.
また小林商店.
And he says this, then somebody in the background replies,
また? まったく.
Again? Come on! Now here, まったく, again, we went over this previously, but It can mean many different things, kind of depending on what would follow it and the nuance and the context it's used.
Yes.
Here, it's the same place, Kobayashi Shoten, and probably once a week, the security alarm goes off.
Yes.
So they're very familiar with these people. So it's this alarm again. Oh, come on. And as we find out, their dog is always tripping the alarm. Probably a sensor alarm.
Yes.
So they're always having to go and check it out. All right. Now, today what we'd like to do is play you the lesson. Now that we went through, explained a lot, we're going to play you that lesson one more time. This way we went through everything. We go through everything, explain it. Now listen to it in context and see how well it sinks in. All right. That's going to do for today.
じゃあまた明日ね。
防犯ブザーが鳴っています。どうしよう。皆さん、ブザーが鳴っています。
落ち着いてよ。
泥棒かもしれない。
君はいつからこの仕事に入った？
今日は初日ですが。
なるほど。普段は泥棒じゃない。よく風とか動物とかブザーを鳴らすんだ。今回もそれが原因だろう。ちょっと見せて。どうなってる？やっぱり。また小林商店だ。また？まったく。
小林商店って？
小林商店に犬がいる。あの犬はよく防犯ブザーを鳴らす。今回もあの犬だろう。じゃあ一緒に確認しに行こう。
はい、わかりました。